Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love, fine.
But it's such a vast subject that if, in mythology, that if I had come to you and said, let's talk about love, but where should we begin, what would your answer have been?
I think my answer would have been the troubadours in the 12th century. Let's begin there.
Why the troubadours?
Well, because they're the first ones in the West that really considered love in the sense that we think of it now as a person-to-person relationship.
You're talking about romantic love?
Yes. It's the seizure that comes in recognizing, as it were, your soul's counterpart in the other person. And that's what the troubadours stood for. And that has become the ideal in our lives today.
What had it been before that?
Well, the idea of love as Eros, the god who excites you to sexual desire, this is not the person-to-person thing of falling in love in the way the troubadours understood it. I have a definition for Eros, the erotic biological urge, as the zeal of the organs for each other. And the personal factor doesn't matter.
Where did Eros come from?
Well, Eros is Cupid. And in India, the god of love is Kama. And he's no Cupid. He's a big, vigorous youth with a bow and a quiver of arrows. And the names of the arrows are such things as death-bringing agony and open up. And really, he just drives this thing into you so that it's a total physiological, psychological explosion that takes place. Then the other love, the Christian love of agape, spiritual love, love thy neighbor as thyself. Again, it doesn't matter who the person is. I mean, it's your neighbor. You must have that kind of love. But the kind of seizure that comes from the meeting of the eyes, as they say in the troubadour tradition, and the purely personal person-to-person thing, as far as I know, it originates as an ideal to be lived for with the troubadours.
You've said that what happened in the 12th and 13th centuries was one of the most important mutations of human feeling and spiritual consciousness, that a new way of experiencing love came to expression.
Yes.
And it was in opposition to that ecclesiastical despotism of the heart.
Yes.
Which required people, particularly young girls barely out of adolescence, to marry whomever the church or their parents wanted them to marry.
That's right.
And what had this done to the passion of the heart?
Well, to say a word for the other before I do this, the usual marriage in traditional cultures is arranged for by the families. It's not a person-to-person decision at all. And this is true to this day in many parts of the world. This is not to say that in arranged marriages of this kind there is no love. There is a lot of love. There's family love and a rich love life on that level. So in the Middle Ages, of course, that was the kind of marriage that was sanctified by the church. And so the idea of a real person-to-person marriage was very dangerous.
Dangerous because it was heresy.
It was not only heresy, it was adultery. And that was punishable by death. For instance, in the Tristan romance, that's the crucial romance.
Tristan and Isolde?
Yes. Isolde was engaged to marry King Mark. They had never seen each other. And Tristan is sent over to fetch Isolde to Mark. And Isolde's mother prepares a love potion so that the two who are to be married will have real love for each other. And these two youngsters, they think the love potion is wine, and they drink it, and then they're overtaken with this love. But Brangaine, the nurse of Isolde, realized what had happened. She went to Tristan and said, "You have drunk your death." And Tristan said, if by my death you mean this agony of love, that is my life. If by my death you mean the punishment that we are to suffer, if discovered, which is namely execution, I accept that. But if by my death you mean eternal punishment in the fires of hell, in which these people believed, I accept that too.
That was quite...
That's big stuff.
...for a medieval Catholic, because they believed in a literal hell.
Well, these people did.
Yes. So what's the significance of what he was saying?
What he was saying is that this love is bigger even than death, than pain, than anything. This is the affirmation of the pain of life in a big way.
And I would choose this pain for love now, even though it might mean everlasting pain and damnation in hell.
That's right.
And that was a marked change in how people...
Well, that is an... any life career that you choose in following your bliss should be chosen with that sense. Nobody can frighten me off from this thing.